Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach. Today's Monday, the 10th of October 2022, Tishrei 15, the first day of the Hebrew festival called Sukkot, as per Leviticus 23, verses 33 to 43. Today we wave the lulav in the four directions of the earth as a praise and honor to Yahweh. Remember, the lulav represents the mouth, the hands, the eyes, and the heart of mankind. Hallelujah. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Hallelujah. It's called the four species of plants in English. All right, let's continue reading the Super Gospel.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us receive a king. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, this is our festival of joy. Hallelujah. Our festival of joy. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Hallelujah. In Yahushua's name, amen. Deuteronomy 16, verses 13 and 14 say, thou shalt observe the feast of tabernacles 7 days after that thou shalt gust. After that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son, thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are within thy gates. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord shall choose, because the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hands. Therefore thou shalt surely rejoice. Rejoice? Rejoice. Hallelujah. Three times in a year shall all males appear before the Lord Yahweh, thy God, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. So, verse 16 is crucial to memorize because it's pointing to these three major festivals: the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. All three feasts include the coming down of the glory of Yahweh. Hallelujah. The Shekinah glory. They are all connected with the coming down of the glory of Yahweh, the Shekinah glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. And this is one of the reasons why Apostle Shaul and other apostles were rushing back from wherever they had traveled to minister back to Jerusalem, so that they have to be in Jerusalem for the festival of Sukkot. Hallelujah. So all males were required to go to Jerusalem, but also Yahweh would direct those who would not be able to travel to Jerusalem to where they were to go to observe the festival in accordance with his rule. Okay, let's continue reading the super gospel, a harmony of gospels. I stopped at, well, it's verse 28. It's still part of verse 28. Let's continue reading. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. So Angel Gabriel is still talking to Miriam. Infinite and eternal is his heavenly reign. Lord, said Mary, tell me how these things can be. How is it possible for me to bear a child without a man's seed, seeing that in line with my vow, I have never slept with or touched any man, nor ever have I been unchaste. The virgin did not reply to the words of the angel as though she disbelieved them, but merely to find out how these things would come about. To this the angel responded, Mary, do not think that you will conceive by sleeping with a man as others do, but as a virgin you will conceive. As a virgin you will bring forth, and as a virgin you will give suck. So she'll breastfeed. And when she heard that, she thought it over and asked, Then will I conceive by the Lord, the living God, and give birth even as other women do? Not at all, Mary, said the angel of the Lord, for the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, will draw near to you, and the Lord's power, free from the slightest taint of lustful passions, so no lust involved, will overshadow you, so that what you bear will be completely holy, because it will be conceived without sin and be called the Son of Yah upon his birth. And you are to name him Yahushua, for he will save his people from their sins. This is the way that your Lord put it. This is simple enough for me. He will be a sign to all mankind and a blessing that comes straight from me. My decree will surely come to pass. This is how the will of Yah is. Whenever he ordains anything, that whatsoever he need, only say, appear, and it appears. To him will he reveal the wisdom of the writings, the Torah, and the gospel, and he will send him out to preach among the Israelites. He will say, I am giving you a sign from your Lord. I will form the shape of a bird from mud and breathe into it. And this actually happened later on. If you continue reading about the infancy of Yahushua HaMashiach, you will see that these things came to pass. Through Yah's power, it will be changed into a living bird. And through the power of Yah, I will heal the leprous and the blind and raise the dead back to life. I will give you orders as to what to eat and what to lay up in your homes. If your faith is pure, surely this will be a sign for you. I have come in order to confirm the Torah that has been revealed to you already. Remember the revelation of the Torah. The revelation of the Torah occurred at Mount Sinai on Shavuot, Pentecost. And then 3 months later, on the festival of Yom Kippur, it was given to Israel. It was given to us, the entire world, through Israel. Hallelujah. So I want you to know these words because they are related to Matthew 5:17-19. Matthew 5:17-19. Hallelujah. Matthew 5:17-19. Hallelujah. Matthew 5:17-19 says, "Think not that I am come to destroy the Torah or the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy but to fulfill. Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy but to fulfill. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am come not to destroy but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till it all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Hallelujah. I'm going to stop there, verse 19. So let me read what the angel told Mary again. Or Yahushua, it's Yahushua speaking here now. If your faith is pure, surely this will be a sign for you. I have come in order to confirm the Torah that has been revealed to you already, as well as to make lawful certain things you've been denied. This is the sign that I bring to you straight from the Lord, that he is not destroying the Torah, the law, but he is fulfilling it and amending some things. Hallelujah. This is the sign. Hallelujah. This is why the Torah cannot be done away with or nailed to the cross, as many people claim. For the son of sin, the man of sin, the son of the only begotten son of the devil, is called the lawless one, the Torahless one, the man of Torahlessness, the man of lawlessness. So why would he be referred to as the man of lawlessness or the Torahlessness if indeed the Torah has been nailed to the cross, or the law has been nailed to the cross, as many people claim that Yahweh has said through Matthew 5:17-19, and Galatians 3:13. All right, let's continue reading. So he's letting us know that the major sign that he is the true Son of God is that he is going to confirm the Torah, as well as to make lawful certain things that we have been denied. This is the sign that I will bring to you straight from the Lord. Now honor God, Yah, by obeying me. Yah is both my master and yours. Therefore do all things for him, for that path indeed is straight. Now behold, Elisheva, your kinswoman, has also conceived a son in her old age, and she that was thought to be barren is now in her sixth month. For no word of Yah will be robbed of its strength. With Yah, you see, nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. We remember Moses' mother gave birth to him at age 130. All right, let's continue. I've lost where I was. Okay, let's continue. With Yah, all things are possible. Then Mary, harboring no doubts in her heart, stretched out her hands and lifted her eyes toward heaven and said to the archangel, "Behold, the servant of the Lord. May these things all be to me as you have said." "Virgin," the archangel replied, "accept Yah into your unblemished heart." And as he spoke, he breathed Yah's perfection into her, who had ever been a virgin. She was stricken with alarm and amazement as she listened. And even as she stood and trembled, her mind raced and her heart throbbed on account of the mysterious words that she had heard. But soon she rejoiced, and her heart received its healing from the selfsame voice. The young woman laughed so hard that her face turned red, and her heart filled with awe as she reeled in joy. Remember, this is a festival of joy, and so is Hanukkah. She was conceived at Hanukkah time and born 9 months later at this festival of Sukkot that we are in now. So the two festivals go together, as we will learn, as we've learned through the prophecy of a Mighty Way ministry. Hallelujah. Courage then was given her, and a word flew into her womb. Hallelujah. When she was filled with joy to overflowing, courage then was given her, and a word flew into her womb, quickly putting on the flesh, coming to life and taking the form of a child within her. Even so did Mary conceive. The angel then saluted her and left her presence. Hallelujah! 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 In Yahushua HaMashiach's name, I feel like reading the Gospel of Bartholomew and the Gospel of Philip in addition to this, because there are sections in those Gospels that talk about the conception of Yahushua HaMashiach in Mary's womb. Hallelujah. Peter was very inquisitive, and the other apostles, upon Yahushua's resurrection, they were asking, they wanted to know, Yahushua, how were you conceived? So they tried to ask. And when Miriam started to narrate the story, it's so funny what happened. When Miriam started narrating the story, the whole earth started shaking. Things around the earth started happening in a very scary way. So yeah, when she got to a certain point, before she said the details they wanted to hear, Yahushua stopped her and said, you know what, stop there. You will learn about it another day. They will learn about it another time. Yahushua told her that, I don't want my earth to be destroyed. It was so interesting that Mary's description of the conception and the birth of Yahushua is so powerful when she starts to narrate it, that the whole earth can be destroyed in a few minutes. So Yahushua had to stop her. Hallelujah. This is amazing. This is recorded in the Gospel of Bartholomew. But the Gospel of Philip describes how Yahweh's, I don't want to dig so deep because we're talking about the Maker. It's not easy, but anyway, Philip goes into it. He talks about how Yahweh and Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, come together inside Miriam's womb, thus forming Yahushua HaMashiach as the seed of Yah, the holy seed of Yah. Now, it says here that when the word of Yah flew into Miriam's womb, it put on the flesh. So it means that during the 9 months of carrying the baby in her womb, the baby was in flesh form. But as the baby was about to come out of the womb, he took off the flesh and was born as light. And one of the reasons I believe that happened was so that that small film that proves that one is a virgin, so that it doesn't get broken. Her virginity was not to be removed or, you know, destroyed through the birth of Yahushua. She was to remain flesh. sorry, she was to remain a virgin. If that film was broken, then her virginity would be disproved. Remember that when she was born, when Yahushua HaMashiach was born, the midwives put their fingers through through Miriam's vagina to check whether she was still a virgin or not. And when they did, she was a virgin. Actually, the midwife who did it was in disbelief, so her hand withered, and he had to take faith and repentance for her hand to be restored. Yahushua spoke to her, and that's how she was. A voice spoke from heaven that she should pick up the baby and say a blessing over the baby, and the baby would heal her. Hallelujah. So when Yahushua entered the womb of Mary, he entered as the word of Yah, and that's why you see John chapter 1 starting off with the word of Yah, describing Yahushua HaMashiach as the word of Yah. And Yahushua HaMashiach emphasizes at his death that we should say the word of Yah was nailed to the cross, died, and resurrected. Though he also at the same time appeared as the light of Yah. So he entered the womb of Mary as the word of Yah, put on the flesh, remained flesh throughout the 9 months of carrying him in the womb. When it was time for him to be born, he took off the flesh, bathed as the light of Yah, stood upon his feet, put on the flesh of Yah again, and then went over to his mother to be nursed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even as I'm talking about all this, I really feel the presence of Yah immensely. So I encourage you to read the Gospel of Philip. I haven't prepared those sections where that particular scripture is, but when I do, I will come and read the section that describes how the womb of Mary became the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. The womb of Mary became the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. The womb of Mary became the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. The womb of Mary became the Holy of Holies. Our bodies, our temples, are the tabernacles of the Most High God, and therefore a Holy of Holies, a face-to-face place of the Maker and mankind. Hallelujah. Our spirits, our souls, are the spirits of God that is talked about in Genesis chapter 1. The spirit of God that was hovering over the face of the waters. And Ruach HaKodesh now lives in our spirits. We who have accepted Yahushua HaMashiach as our personal Lord and Savior, and thereafter been baptized by the Ruach HaKodesh. So Mary's womb was the Holy of Holies, and that speaks of our bodies as the temples of the Most High God. The temple has three sections: the outer court, the middle section, which is the holy place, and then the inner section, which is the Holy of Holies, where we commune with Yah face to face. Hallelujah. And Hebrews chapter 4 says that we can now boldly approach the throne of grace because of Yahushua HaMashiach's blood sacrifice. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. Hallelujah. The womb of Mary became the Holy of Holies. That is what the Gospel of Philip says in a nutshell. The womb of Mary became the Holy of Holies, a place where Yahweh and Ruach HaKodesh came together to form Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No lustful passions of this earth that mankind experiences during sexual intercourse. It was totally holy. Hallelujah. The angel. Hallelujah. So I think we've read, the angel then saluted her and left her presence. And then Yahushua said, I, Yahushua, chose myself according to my father's will and the counsel of the Ruach HaKodesh, and was formed out of her flesh by a means so mysterious that it defiles the created reason. Hallelujah. In Yahushua's name, I'm going to stop here for now. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sukkot Sameach. In the next audio, we'll read about Yahushua's birth. remain blessed in Yahushua's name. Amen.